From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Many people in China are eagerly awaiting President Obama's visit next week. One in particular is a 20-year-old woman from Shanghai. Lo Jing is mixed race. Her mother is Chinese, her father African-American. And she participated in an American Idol-type program and found herself at the center of a debate about racism in China. NPR's Louisa Lim met her in Shanghai.
For Lo Jing, a reality television show turned out to be a lesson in brutal reality. The talent contest was called Oriental Angel, and the 20-year-old made it through the rounds to become just one of 30 contestants. She's studying for a degree in television anchoring at Shanghai's prestigious theater academy, and her teachers thought it would be a good opportunity. But from the very first, the focus was on her skin color. Introducing Lo Jing, the host describes her, saying her chocolate-colored skin lights up her sunny character. Lo Jing then launches into a rap she'd written herself. In retrospect, this moment probably marks the end of Lo Jing's innocence and the start of a process of questioning her own identity.
I've always thought of myself as Shanghainese, but after the competition, I started to have doubts about who I really am.
The show drew attention to her background, which is unusual for China. She was raised in a single-parent family by her Shanghainese mother, who's a teacher. Her father, whom she's never met, was an African-American who returned to the States without even knowing he'd conceived a child in China. On air, her mother, Sun Min, said she'd only ever had one conversation with Lo Jing about her father when the child was 7.
She asked about her father. I didn't answer and immediately started crying. From then on, Lo Jing never asked again.
In her 2 months on air, Lo Jing was nicknamed the Chocolate Angel and the Black Pearl by the media. She wasn't bothered by these names, she says. But online, the poison pens were venomous. Chinese netizens criticized her skin color as gross and ugly. They called her shameless for appearing on television. And the worst insults were reserved for her mother, for having had a relationship with an African-American out of wedlock. Lo Jing and her mother are now suing one Shanghai newspaper for libel. There were online statements of support as well, but Lo Jing was stunned by the verbal attacks.
I looked at the posts and I cried. Then I didn't look at them anymore. I decided I would do my best to go abroad to study.
For now, she's still on TV, guest hosting a variety show. But her dream is to study journalism at Columbia University. She still believes that the lack of knowledge about racism in China is such that many people didn't even realize their comments were discriminatory or hurtful. But for her, the world suddenly seems like a different place.
Before, on the street, people would say things like, "How come she looks like that?" But that was just a small number of people. When I was younger, I thought life was beautiful. Why is it now that I've grown up, I don't think like that anymore?
China still likes to think of itself as monocultural, but as it opens up and more Chinese marry foreigners, the issue of what it means to be Chinese is emerging. For the show's producers, putting Lo Jing under the spotlight may have been a clever ploy to boost the ratings, but the fallout has been painful. Her mother has stopped working, and this is Lo Jing's response when asked if she regrets appearing on the show.
If you beat me to death, I wouldn't take part in that competition again.
Lo Jing sees President Obama as a motivational figure and hopes his visit to China will be televised live. The parallels haven't gone unnoticed. One well-known blogger remarked that even as the U.S. was welcoming Mr. Obama to the White House, Chinese people were unable to accept a girl whose skin color was different. China's economic progress has been astounding, but Lo Jing's cautionary tale exposes the fact that social attitudes still lag far behind. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.